Home. It is only October, and already the snow is falling. I watch it change direction with the wind, left, then right, as if seeking, like I have been seeking, ever since I came to this landlocked place, a body of water, disoriented as I am by the everywhereness of roads, far from the kelp and seawater that raised me, far from the wet sand my brown toes once claimed, damming each delicate sand crab river. Of course they would come up for air, wailing their white exoskeletons at me, those creatures who taught me to burrow, to retract my appendages when threatened and become shell, taught me to still my girl body, to let the water spill round my ashy legs. This only after I stopped running from the water's edge. Once I understood the waves would not continue their chase, that some mother had her hand on the ocean's collar too, was I able to relax with my own. The two of us, mother and daughter, resting our brown and white together under the sun like eucalyptus bark, multicolored and choked up by the sea. I was mesmerized by how willing her skin was to leave her, would make a game of it, peeling layers of dead in the largest pieces I could manage. She'd laugh, shrug her shoulders out of my curious fingers. Why don't you go catch sand crabs or build a castle or something? But it was the nearness of her that mattered, as I sat prying a fortress from her body, one translucent layer at a time.